I'm Alyssa Winters, WRPR News. The economic crisis has impacted everyone in America, one way or another, and while we try and figure out a solution to our problems, we should not forget that household pets, who are often considered part of the family, are suffering from this economic crisis as well. The number of animals up for adoption is rising quickly. I'm here at the Warwick Animal Shelter with shelter owner Terry Anderson, where there are currently 10 dogs and 16 cats up for adoption.
Actually, there's more animals being delivered here now than ever before. People are having to give up their homes and take apartments or rentals, and they're not allowed to have animals, so they're bringing them here.
Do you have enough room here for all of them?
No, we don't. We actually have to farm some of them out, like send them to different counties, to different homes. Maybe like foster homes, we can find places to put them temporarily.
When the economy takes a turn for the worse and expenses rise, people take a hard look at what they can live without, often making painful cuts which unfortunately include their beloved pets. Currently, there are over 272,000 adoptable pets listed on petfinder.com. Fortunately, there are people like Jackie Rivera from Warwick who are adamant about adopting these pets and getting them out of shelters and into a caring home. Have you adopted an animal from an animal shelter?
Yes, I have. It's a cat. She's about 1 year old, a little bit older than that.
Do you feel as though you've made a difference in that animal's life when you adopted it?
Absolutely. When she was in the shelter, she was actually the last of a litter of five to be adopted. She'd been there about 3 months. It's just that she was so lonely, and even her mom got adopted, so I felt like I was making a better life for her.
Many animal shelters, including the Warwick Animal Shelter and the New Haven Shelter, are teaming up with local food pantries to start getting pet food donations to help out those who feel as though that they cannot afford their family friends. To donate to any of these pantries or find out ways on how you can help, visit www.petfinder.com or visit your local animal shelter. I'm Alyssa Winters, WRPR News.